Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about the road of resurrection. Walking with Jesus, not only understanding to the best of our ability the power of his resurrection, but choosing to join in that power. To die to self, to be resurrected to a new life. And so each weekday morning, we've been talking and praying about a different aspect of how the resurrection of Jesus ought to be visible in our life. And today we're going to focus in on a resurrection certainty. Take the doubt out. Live by faith. Experience the power of the resurrection. Romans 6, verse 5 says, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. The Bible teaches about being immersed into Christ, about being baptized, and talks about this correlation between us willingly being buried with Christ in the confidence that we will also be raised with Christ. And Paul writes and he lets us know that if by faith we choose obedience to God's word, we choose the forgiveness, the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. We choose to surrender unconditionally, die to self. We choose to be buried with Christ. The Bible says we can know that certainly we will rise with him. Sometimes I ask people if they're ready, if they'll be in heaven, if they're saved. And there are those that are confident, absolutely. But there are many more that their response sounds more like, I hope so. I think there are times in all of our lives where the enemy plants doubt that grows roots and takes over. And we begin to measure ourselves and we come up short. Which is actually good because that's an accurate measurement. All have sinned. All have fallen short. And the certainty doesn't lie within our goodness, within our ability to be sinless. The certainty lies within being united with Christ in his death. The certainty of the resurrection of Jesus, when we are united with him, overflows into a certainty of our resurrection. And thus we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. Whom shall I fear, or what shall I fear? Not even death. Because thou, God, you are with me. And I know it's difficult. And sometimes we just don't feel it. And the good news is God's got this. It's not based on how I feel. It's based on His work. It's based on faith. A faith that sometimes is weak. A faith that needs to grow. A faith that God will never leave me nor forsake me. We have difficulty with that because we don't know a lot of people like that. And it seems like the longer the world exists, the fewer and fewer people fit that description of never leaving or forsaking. We're a pretty fickle bunch. We get our feelings hurt easily. We pack up our toys and go home. And just because we've been created in the image of God, we start to think that God is like us. And He isn't. We've been created in the image of God and recreated in the image of His Son so that we can be more like Him. And as we grow in faith, as we are buried with Christ, as we are united in His death, when the enemy plants doubt, when the enemy uses people to plant doubt, how can you be a Christian and say that? How can you be a Christian and act like that? They may be fair questions, but not questions that should remove the certainty. Questions that might correct us, discipline us. But the certainty should always remain. My certainty isn't based on what I say or how I act. It's based on a decision to be united with Christ in His death so that certainly I'll be raised with Him in His resurrection. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to be united with You, to be forgiven, to be cleansed, not just touched up a little bit, but fully and completely cleansed. God, we discover that when we choose to be buried with Christ, to be united with Him in His death. A work that You do, not us. And You restore us and You fill us with Your Spirit. You give us that certainty that Your work is enough. And when we're united with You, we're also united in Your resurrection. The resurrection power that brought Jesus out of the dead. Out of the grave that lifted Him also lifts us. And by faith, we experience what we've not yet seen. By faith, we are filled with confidence in what we don't fully know. By faith, we're united with Christ in both His death and His resurrection. And by faith, we live with You for eternity. God, as we live and walk in the certainty of faith, may we lift up Jesus always so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.